How is everybody? Well, let's get some room up here. Your life matters. Everybody hear that? It's on the cover. Your life matters. Do you believe that? We're going to talk about that today. We'll get to the graph in a minute. Don't look at that yet. Whether it's spiritual or secular, church or work, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, your life matters. And whether it's failure or success, God cares about you. What Roland just read, the end of that scripture reading, as long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. So what do you think happened if he didn't seek the Lord? Well, we'll talk about that later. God gave him success. He did a lot of things. When I was a kid, I thought his name was Uzziah, but I think it's Uzziah. So if I say it, doesn't matter. It's the same person. But Uzziah, 16 years old. That's pretty young to be a king. How many of you are 16? Anybody? Anybody younger than 16? Mike's 16. Savannah, how old are you? Yeah, you're young. 16. Jake, 16? You're old enough to be a king. King Uzziah, 16 years old. He was raised up and he served for 52 years. That's a long time. He accomplished a lot. It goes on to say that he went to war against the Philistines. Remember David and Goliath? Those were the Philistines. They were tough. Goliath was huge, but the Philistines were tough people. And they were kind of coming into the southern part of Canaan and taking over some cities there. And he went to war against them and was successful. Like it says, as he sought the Lord, he had success. He sought the Lord before he went to war, and he was successful. And he built towers around Jerusalem. How many have seen pictures of a gate into Jerusalem with the towers, fortified towers protecting it? It's amazing. It would be kind of scary to be a soldier coming up to Jerusalem and like you're thinking, how are we going to get to that entrance with these towers? They were fortified towers. He was very wise. God gave him his wisdom. And he built towers in the wilderness, and he built cisterns to feed his huge flocks. He did many things. He had a huge army, over 300,000 men. And he provided them with shields and spears, armor. He invented devices. God gave him wisdom. As long as he sought the Lord, he was successful. All these things, he would seek the Lord. Are you seeking the Lord? Are you successful? Do you wish to be successful? I don't want to pick on John, but he just opened a business. He's seeking the Lord. He will be successful. I believe that. If you decide not to seek the Lord, good luck, John. Okay. Your life matters. Who does it matter to? Well, it matters to you, I'm sure, but it matters to God. He wants us to seek him and to be successful. Those go hand in hand. Are you successful? Do you desire to be successful? Both in your life, at work, or at church, wherever you are, we need to seek the Lord. If you calculate out how many hours you spend at work, it's about 88,000 hours for average American. That's a lot of hours. That's a big percent of our life. But God cares about that. And he cares about the time you sit here at church, which is just a few hours out of our life compared to 88,000. But he cares about non-work things that we do. And you know, it's from getting ready for the day, eating, standing in line at Walmart or wherever you are, at Dale's, all these things take time. Driving to work, whatever it is, he cares about us. And as we mentioned, we have opportunity to bring him glory during those hours. It's not just when we're at church. It's not just the religious activities of our life. Like last Sunday, we had much opportunity out in the community. By washing windows, we were glorifying God. We had much impact in the community because we were washing windows. Now, who would have thought of that a few weeks ago? Like, that would glorify God. You probably don't think that way, but we need to think that way. Our whole life matters. It matters to God what we do, what we choose to do each day, each hour. Okay, now we can look at the cover. Back to the cover. See the graph? I did not draw that. I found that. Lifespan, net worth. It shows retirement. So from birth, you kind of shoot up in net worth or value to society. And then at retirement, you quickly drop away. Well, that's not true. This is what the world thinks of your value, your life, your net worth. But this isn't what God thinks. You start off valuable right away when you're born. And it's pretty much straight across, I would say. I haven't seen his graph, but I didn't find it online either. So we'll have to just assume that it's pretty much straight across. Your value continues. God values each one of us. You matter to God. And it's your whole life. From birth, through work, through even past retirement, into eternity, we're going to value, we're going to be matter. We matter. We are valued. Our worth is high to God. And our life should be filled with worship and service as we become Christian. That should be our desire. We should get excited about washing windows last week. Maybe we'll have to do it more than once a year. I was really impacted by the stories afterwards people shared about how others were impacted by just being out in the community, whether you were washing or just standing there telling them they missed a spot or visiting the people that were there or just being seen as people drove by. I heard people come back later that week and talk to me about what they had seen or how they've been impacted, or thank you for going to my mom's house. That really impacted me and her. And I've heard story after story. Second Chronicles talks about lots of things, but it talks about how God desires Uzziah to be successful. It talks about all the different things that he does in his life. We do lots of different things. We have people here. We have carpenters and 911 operators and farmers and DigiKey employees and Articat and mechanics. We have lots of different variety of people here. God desires to be used in our workplace. Used, I mean glorified. He wants us to talk about him, to share what we've seen in our own lives so that others can be impacted by that. Uzziah did many things. We've talked about some of them. As he was building towers or cisterns, do you think his life mattered to God? Yes. Because he sought after God, God made him successful. If we're washing windows, we should have sought after God before we went. And we did. We prayed. And we asked God to be glorified through our lives. That's what we need to do in our lives. That's how we should live our lives. Whether it's here at church, whether we're out serving, whether at work, at home, wherever we are, take that to heart. Seek after the Lord. Seek his wisdom and his direction. Uzziah was not only an engineer, but he was a leader, a warrior for the nation of Israel. And God gave him success. It says in verse 10 that Uzziah loved the soil. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I think he really appreciated the value of it, not only for how he could dig wells and build towers with construction materials, partly from the soil. But I think he just was just kind of like a hobby to him. Do you guys have hobbies? I've heard of people that don't have any hobbies. I have extra I could hand out if anybody doesn't have a hobby. I wish I had more time for hobbies. One of the things I'd like to do is do glass windows. What's it called? Stained glass windows. I had an uncle that was really good at it. He did wonderful work. And I kind of dreamed about it. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I also like to do woodwork. I've done some woodwork, but I don't get out there and do enough. Do you have a hobby that you like? God cares about that. That part of your life matters to God. You can use that to glorify Him. It's not just the workplace or a church, but it's our hobbies as well. Whether it's baking or making quilts or even watching football, God can use our hobbies. If we seek Him first, He'll give us success in that as well. Uzziah, he invented devices that were used in battle. God gave him that imagination, that ingenuity to make things. And God made him successful because he sought after God in doing those things. Do you have a creative streak in you? Maybe you'll create a cure for cancer or something. Or maybe you'll design the color scheme for the church. Praise the Lord. We all have gifts. And we all have abilities. But we need to use them. We need to seek God and then use them for His good. Your life matters. Everything that we do can be an offering to the Lord, can bring Him glory. Sometimes we want to draw a line between religion and secular life. But there's really shouldn't be a line. When they talked about separation of church and state when they formed this country, the desire was that the state would not control the church or the church would not control the state, but they would influence each other. That's what they meant by separation. So there's not really a clear line. There shouldn't be a clear line there. But at times there is a line drawn in the sand. How about sin and righteousness? How about pride and humility? We need to draw a line in the sand and say, yes, that's good and that's bad, or vice versa. We need to be able to decide. Uzziah was able to decide because he sought the Lord and he made good choices. And he chose to be righteous. And he chose to be humble. But as he neared the end of his time as a king, he started to become powerful. And he started to become prideful. And what happened? He stopped seeking the Lord. And he lost his success. Also in 2 Chronicles 26, it says that he even entered the temple and he burned incense where he shouldn't have. Only the priests were allowed by God to burn incense there. And he went in and he was so prideful, he thought, I'm going to do it. And it says there were 80 priests that came that followed in. They called them courageous priests because you're following the king in. The king did something wrong, but are you going to say something? Yes, these courageous priests, they said, King, you cannot be doing that. God is going to take away your honor. You have chosen poorly here. You have been unfaithful. At that time, Uzziah started to fall. His power and his wisdom and his kingdom started to collapse. It went quickly. And there was a problem because he didn't make that split, the wise choice between sin and righteousness. He didn't He didn't seek the Lord before he went in to burn incense. Back to the verse in the bulletin. It says, he sought after the Lord. God gave him success. So what is success to you? If I were to ask you today, tell me what is success in your life? It might be different next year. But what is it right today? What would be success? What if you could have whatever you wanted and that would be success? What would you choose? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you can do all things, is that success? Maybe for some of us. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Is that success? You get the desires of your heart. Whatever you want, that's success maybe? Maybe to you? Maybe it's just a big problem. Now you have what you wanted and you have to deal with it. James 4:10. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. How about exalting yourself? Would that be success? Is that what you desire? Like Uzziah had power and he was exalted as king, but it went to his head. Would you be able to handle that if you were exalted? The key there is humble yourselves and you will be exalted. You can't be prideful and be exalted. It says humble yourselves. Uzziah became prideful and he was not exalted. There's many verses. Proverbs 3, it talks about for the length of your days of your life and peace will be added to you. You will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Would that be success? Long life. Find favor with man. Which of these really interests you? Which one is success? I read a quote that success is if you're happy. And then the other person said success is if you are rich. And another person said, I'd rather be poor and happy than rich and miserable. I don't think being happy or being rich would be successful. They're good things, but that's not enough to be declaring success. There's more, there's so many. I wonder which one of these brings you the feeling of success. How about eternal life? What if you could be guaranteed eternal life? Do you think your life here on earth would be successful then? Or do you think that you can be successful here on earth and die and not have eternal life in heaven and be successful? I don't think you can be. God had a plan for us from the beginning. He has a desire for us, for each one of us. Just like Uzziah, God desired that he would seek after him and that he could make him successful. God would make the king successful. God desires that for you. Are you seeking out the Lord? Are you finding your direction from him? And then claiming success and giving him the glory. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, for good, not for evil. To give you a hope and a future. To give you a future and a hope. Where is your future? It's in eternity in heaven. Where is your hope? Your hope is here on earth. You have a guarantee that you can go to heaven if you seek out the Lord. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son. Have you ever thought about that? if you've ever had a son or a daughter and you thought you had to sacrifice them for other people, not for yourself, it's for others. God sent his only son for us. We weren't deserving of that. So that we would not perish and we could have eternal life. If we seek out the Lord and we grab hold of that hope and the eternity that is available in heaven, that is success. That is God's plan for our lives. His desire that each one of us would go to heaven. But it doesn't happen unless we seek out Him, seek out Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, to claim Him, to believe that He died for our sins and that He rose again and that He's waiting for us in heaven. He's going to return someday to gather up the saints to bring us to heaven. Uzziah sought after the Lord. He accomplished many things, but in the end he became prideful and his success faltered. Like many people on earth, success falters. Think of the most successful person that you know here on earth. The end of their life, they often fail, probably because of pride or power. Or they're losing sight of what's important. Jesus Christ is what's important. Grab hold of Him. Seek after God. And you will grab hold of that hope and that future that Jeremiah 29:11 talks about. God had a plan for Uzziah. And He has a plan for each one of us. He has a desire for each one of us. That we would seek after Him. And that we would be successful. Not just in the world around us now, but for eternity. That's real success. Our life here is filled with many things, both secular and church related. And they all matter to God. But what matters most is that we choose Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that yet, it's easy to do. I will lead you through it now. If you would all bow your heads. And if you've never prayed to ask Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do it now. Quietly pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for dying for my sins. I confess that I am a sinner and that I need you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come into my life, to create in me a new man, a new woman, that I would be able to glorify you and that I could grab hold of that hope for eternal life. I thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Please keep your eyes closed. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, declare to God that that's true and raise your hand because you now have hope and you have eternal life in heaven. Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day that you've given us, the life that you've given us. Father, we know that our life matters. We know that you care about our life here at church, away from church, wherever we are. Lord, help us to seek after you, to be successful, and to be wise, and that we might glorify you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Music team. Look, would you pray for the man?
We're missing our drummer up here. We're gonna wait for him.